This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
The doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. I'm a little frustrated at my family. They seem to like take medicine or Tylenol or antacids, and they leave the caps open. My husband is like the worst offender. And apparently I carry in my purse for my husband these antacids. Well, when he gets in the habit of not closing the cap properly, they all spill to the bottom of my purse. So here I am in my studio dealing with a bunch of antacids at the bottom of my purse, and now they're dirty. Now, people always ask me, well, you know, what, if you drop, you know, your medicine on the floor, can you take it? Yeah, well, you know, we always kind of, you know, talk about the two-second rule. And two-second rule, by the way, doesn't exist. All right, when stuff latches on, it latches on, okay? Microbes, all right, well, don't really care about time. But, you know, for the most part, we've all dropped a pill on the floor and taken it. Come on. But leaving a bottle open with the pills out in the open getting air? No, the medicine starts to desiccate. And desiccated medicine starts to change the chemical composure. We've talked about this, what heat does and cold temperatures do and moist versus dry. And in order for medicines to keep their, code date or be good until the expiration, you gotta kinda, you know, work with its container. So when my husband leaves the damn container wide open so the pills desiccate, no wonder I got pregnant with two kids. He must have like been messing around with my birth control and not closing it right. No, I planned those two kids. So we'll visit that topic again next time. A study, I believe, from the military looked at medications and how long they last post-expiration, and they found a lot of these medications were good 30 years later. Now, as a doctor, we would never encourage you to take a pill that's 30 years old, 10 years old, 1 year old, 5 days old. Usually when expiration date, you know, comes into play, it's the expiration date. That's just law of the land, and we listen to it, and we tell you to, you know, just go and get some new medication. But that only works, right, if that 30-year study that the military came out with only holds true if the medications were in an ideal location. They weren't dried out. They weren't overheated. You know, my little medicine cabinet abuts the outside wall. So the medications in the medicine cabinet get hot. I had no idea because I never really take medications until I had to grab some eye drops, and the little plastic bottle that the eye drops were in was really warm. And I was like, oh, heck to the no. And not that the medicine would boil, but heat causes chemical changes, chemical reactions. So that's just something I have to, you know, kind of remind you all, and I'm going to have a very good, long discussion with my husband on that. All right, in Pennsylvania, we have a couple kids in critical condition after they drank tainted apple juice. We're going to tell you about that. We're also going to tell you about bird flu found in Tennessee chicken flock on a Tyson contracted farm. So we'll talk about the poultry and what we're hearing from the powers that be. Fox News has an article on the 14 healthiest items at your favorite fast food restaurants. Pretty cool because they mentioned Chick-fil-A and Taco Bell and McDonald's. So good. We're going to talk about that. An Uber driver had to help deliver a baby while being stuck in traffic. Now, I've taught you all how to deliver a baby. I have. I taught you all how to take out an appendix. I've taught you all how to put in a chest tube. I've taught you all how to do an emergency trach on somebody who wasn't breathing. It looks like some of you all may kind of need a little tutorial on that. So the New York Post had reported on the story, and I will teach you guys how to deliver a baby. Some of us considering going to Europe this summer, I have never been, but prices have dropped to the point that it may be cheaper to go to Europe than other places in America. Apparently now the EU Parliament is urging visas for U.S. citizens, and by as early as May, you may have to have a visa in order to do your trip. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about the new travel ban that came out of the Washington administration, Trump administration, earlier. And we're going to be talking about this nude photo controversy where female Marines and their naked photos were being blasted all over Facebook. Why were female Marines naked to begin with? Who was blasting this on Facebook, and why this is just an absolute shame that something like this still happens, especially in our fine military. And then finally, we want to talk about 71% of Americans say the United States is losing its national identity. What's going on with that? As you can see, we've got a very busy day, but we're never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this is a shame. In this study being reported by Washington Times, many say they no longer recognize America and complain they want their country back. Much of the nation agrees, apparently, with, quote, 7 out of 10 Americans think the United States is losing its national identity, while just 3 in 10 regard the country's identity as secure, and these attitudes are related to threats to that identity and pride in several aspects of the country. 47% say illegal immigration is threatening to the American way of life. 15% think legal immigration threatens it. 71% said the U.S. is losing its national identity, that is, the beliefs and values the country represents. 57% say the United States should be a country with an essential culture that immigrants adopt when they arrive. And 42% think the culture of the country should change when new people arrive. So you see where the debate ensues. Somebody coming to America, do they need to adopt an American way of life? Do they need to learn the language? Do they need to become an American? Or is America supposed to be a melting pot full of so many different nationalities and demographics such that we nurture and we, you know, cultivate those different cultures, and America just becomes the melting pot that it used to be? So we're going to talk about this. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Ted Brower from HealthMasters.com. Many of you have heard me over the years on stations and around the country speaking on the top 10 foods never to eat. Today's health tip is stress is a killer, and it produces a hormone called cortisol. High levels of cortisol can be deadly, so I am proud to introduce to you my newest product, Cortisol Buster. We have taken a combination of 3 purity-tested adaptogenic herbs that can help take the bite out of stress. These clinically studied herbs have been used for thousands of years to help strengthen and rejuvenate the body. In one study, libido was increased in both men and women, plus fertility increased. On top of that, strength, endurance, and testosterone increased. Another study showed that these herbs help to reduce anxiety and promote a sense of well-being. So if you want to help combat the ravages of stress, go to healthmasters.com to order your bottle of Cortisol Buster. Use coupon code GCN for special pricing. One more thing. If you like this health tip, go to healthmasters.com to get information on my daily one-hour commercial-free national news and health talk show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So as a physician, the one thing I've had to deal with patients or my listeners is apathy. And once somebody gets apathetic, or despondent, or discouraged, I'm in trouble, right? And he or she is in trouble. Once they think, you know what, I'm not going to be able to handle my weight, I'm not going to be able to handle the diabetes, I'm not going to be able to handle the blood pressure, and they give up, and they just let everything fall on them, right? I kind of liken it to holding up a bookshelf with the books falling, and you try to stop one book, and then you try to stop another book, and as long as you keep the fight up, you got a chance. But once you just give up and the whole bookshelf falls, you know, you could be done for. I mean, it's going to take 3,000 times the effort to get the bookshelf back up and put all the books back on there. Well, same thing when it comes to health. And unfortunately, same things when it comes to the country. So when I saw this article saying 71% of Americans say the U.S. is losing its national identity, right, that makes me extremely concerned, okay, on people's attitudes towards America and the country that we have. All right, if we don't think America is the best country in the whole wide world, and we don't love the values it stands for, and if we don't feel proud of what we're doing as a whole, then who's going to want to stand up and defend it? And if America doesn't get defended when, God forbid, it needs to, it falls. Now, back in 2012, there was a study that came out by The Atlantic looking at American values today as opposed to, you know, the olden days. And it was very interesting because back in 2012, the majority of people said, two-thirds surveyed, said the country was heading in the wrong direction. And The Atlantic, I believe, is supposed to be independent. I don't think it's liberal or conservative. So this was just a survey from The Atlantic Aspen Institute American Value Survey. And it was conducted by a firm, Penshone Berland. So back in 2012, people thought the country was going in the wrong direction. That included Rasmussen polls, etc. 7 in 10 say people's values were getting worse in America. Now, what values are those? All right, we'll talk about that. Nearly half expect American values to weaken over the next decade. Americans are split over whether their values are stronger or weaker than the rest of the world's. Freedom of speech and freedom of religion were cited as the top examples of America's superior values compared to other places in the world. So how do we compare to other places in the world? Well, thank God we have freedom of speech. We have freedom of religion. Free enterprise system, only half of the country felt that way. Principles of equality, only half. The system laid out in our Constitution, compared to other countries, only half thought were superior to other countries. America's ability to change and adapt, our form of government, upward mobility, the ability to pull oneself up, being a melting pot immigrant nation, being of Christian heritage, America's influence in the world, the influence of many religions. They say the influence of religion on American life is decreasing. Many people agreed with that, about 69%. 11% of Americans, remember this headline a few years back, don't believe in God. Half seldom attended church. But religion was still important to half of all Americans. They say most Americans in the study say they're more open and tolerant than their parents were. They're more open to new ideas, more tolerant of other people's cultures, more socially liberal, more liberal in political views. Two-thirds of Americans think the U.S. economy is on the wrong track. Half think the economic system is unfair to middle and working class people. 6 in 10 Americans believe budget deficits undermine American values. And then they basically go on to some of the business aspects of it. But I want to concentrate on the psychological aspect of it. Okay, so what are American values and why are people thinking that America is losing itself? Okay, well, first is individualism. That's a core American value, right? Where each person is unique. Okay, we all aren't supposed to be puppets of the government. We're supposed to have individuality. All right, we should be able to express ourselves. So from an individualism standpoint, on one end, we've been doing excellent with that, with our progressiveness. However, on the other end, if somebody, let's say, like for example, the bakery that did not want to make a cake that had two women on the cake that were getting married. Now, all right, on one end, that shows that still women who want to marry other women, you know, are failing to reach the equality that other people can benefit from in this country. But on the other end, that bakery got shut down so bad, so fast, got you know, crucified in the media, that they can't express their individualism, right, from their religious beliefs. So I'm wondering if at some point what ends up happening is as one group increases their American core value and their benefits from being in America, do other groups start to fall? And where is that balance going to be? Same thing with equality. Open society that ideally treats everyone equally. That's supposed to be a core American value, equality. We're all for that. right? Whether you're a man, you're a woman, whether you're a child, whether you're black, whether you're white, whether you're Jewish, whether you're Asian, whether you're Catholic, whether you're Muslim, we treat everyone equally. You could go to a store, you could go and buy gas, right? But then again, here we have a couple that wanted to go to a bakery and the bakery told them no, okay? But that bakery was shot down by the media, whereas other places might not if they say, look, ladies tonight only ladies come in. So, again, the equality starts to falter depending on what side of the equation you're on. Materialism, the right to be well off and physically comfortable. Materialism is part of American values. Of course, they list in this, according to Andrews.edu, science and technology, progress and change, work and leisure, competition, mobility. Let's go back to competition. All right. Being competitive in nature and capitalism is supposed to be encouraged. But you have many people feel that the harder they work, the more they have to pay. And they feel they're treated unfairly. Remember we talked about the college study where a bunch of people in the class, took a test. You had those that got A's, B's, C's, D's, and F's. Then the college professor tried an experiment saying, look, no matter how hard you work, you're all going to get C's. No matter what, that next test, you're all going to get a C. So the people that usually get D's and F's, they didn't try because they were going to get a C anyway. And the people that usually get A's and B's, they're like, wait a second, well, then why am I going to bust my butt if I'm just going to get a C anyway? So unfortunately, when we start taking away competition and we start to feel that way, as we're going more socialized, we have less people, again, that care, hence apathy. Volunteerism is a big American core value, action and achievement oriented. So if somebody is concerned that we're losing our American values, what is it? Is it our competitive nature? Is it the idea that we have to work harder to pay for those that don't? Now, mind you, I love the fact that this country takes care of their own. You have somebody sick, you have somebody disabled, you have somebody blind, you have a veteran. I have no problem with my tax dollars going, because that's part of my, Judea background, where you help others, you help others in need. But there starts to be a debate on how many of these people are in need when they shouldn't be. Like that Boston Marathon bomber sitting in his house for, 2 years, not working, right, and getting welfare benefits. And this guy was a wrestler, I believe, lots of muscle. He looked physically healthy. Why was he getting welfare? Why am I busting my butt to pay for him when he turns around and kills Americans? So this is an issue. This is this is something that obviously bothers people. Still a lot of debate on whether we should keep English as our first language. Personally, I think having knowledge in multiple language helps from a medical standpoint. We find that you are less likely to get dementia. You are less likely to I believe even Alzheimer's. Start having cognitive delay when you are able to speak multiple languages. So personally, if other countries speak multiple languages, I think we all should. Should English still be the main language of America? Absolutely. Absolutely. But I love it when I hear French and Portuguese and Japanese and Italian and Spanish. I love hearing those other languages. Right? But there is going to be a movement towards making America bilingual in English and Spanish. And, I speak Spanish, still not to the degree that I would love to, but a lot of people don't. And that's difficult for them to handle, if, again, they feel this is the country they live in, they should be able to understand all the signs. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
You've heard
heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, Facebook's been in the news, especially since the Defense Department is investigating reports that some Marines shared naked photographs of female Marines, veterans, and other women on a secret Facebook page. And some of these pictures were even taken without the women's knowledge. The photographs were shared on the Facebook page Marines United. which had a membership of active duty and retired male Marines, Navy corpsmen, and British Royal Marines. Among the identified female military members were some unidentifiable women in various stages of undress, and the post included obscene comments about some of the women. The Naval Criminal Investigative Service is now investigating. The photographs have been taken down. Marine Corps Commandant General Robert Neller on Sunday refused to comment directly about the ongoing investigation. For anyone to target one of our Marines online or otherwise is an inappropriate manner, is distasteful, and shows an absence of respect, General Neller said in a statement. They said it was not immediately known how many active duty Marines and other service members were involved or are under investigation. One report had said they were looking at least 100. A Marine Corps official speaking on condition of anonymity because he was not authorized to discuss personnel matters by name said at least one government contractor had been removed from his job after he posted a link to the photographs. In response to the report, Sergeant Major Ronald Green, the top enlisted man in the Marine Corps, said these negative behaviors are absolutely contrary to what we represent. The investigation was first reported by the Center for Investigative Reporting, and the activity was revealed by the War Horse, which is a nonprofit news organization run by Marine veteran Thomas Brennan. So they appear to be thankful to Tom Brennan. Quote, it allowed us to take immediate action, to have the explicit photos taken down, and to prepare to support potential victims. So apparently the CIR report said that more than 2,000 active duty women, officers, and enlisted were identified by their rank, full name, and location in the photographs on the Facebook page. Other photographs of active duty and veteran women were also posted and linked through a Google Drive link. The social media accounts behind the sharing have been deleted by Facebook and Google at the Marine Corps request. So, I guess this Google Drive had a following of 30,000. The NCIS investigation is in support of two individuals affected by postings. A Marine proven to have posted an explicit video of another person could potentially be charged with violations of the Uniform Code of Military Justice, according to NBCNews.com. A Marine who directly participates in, encourages, or condones such actions could also be subject to criminal proceedings or adverse administrative actions. Hence, if somebody knew this was going on and didn't say anything. The Marine Corps obviously is quote-unquote concerned. We're hearing from a variety of people in the Corps. And, you know, there was a report out saying what had happened is many of these pictures were from women who had were of women who had given their romantic partner a nude photo of themselves, and that romantic partner became an ex eventually, and that's how these guys got a hold of the photo. Then there were there was also allegations that some of the photos were done by stalking, where they were able to take pictures, peeping Tom-like style, and get pictures of these women. Now, we haven't seen the pictures, so we don't know if it was in a shower or in their room or et cetera. But, okay, this is sick. And we are now living in an age of absolutely no privacy. You know, I mean, we have a drone. And I bought it, you know, for Christmas and Hanukkah for the kids. And I told them to, you know, fly it around outside, but don't go into people's backyards. You could fly it in the park, fly it in public places. All right. And because I don't want something like that going into somebody else's yard, I think that's an invasion of privacy. And I guess one woman was throwing rocks at it before getting a gun, not our drone, but I guess in another city. I guess one woman wanted to shoot at a drone that was in her backyard. I don't blame people for wanting to shoot down drones that are in their backyard, right? Or trying to look through their window. That's pretty scary stuff. One drone actually, I think, broke through a window. I think the woman was like 65 years old, and the drone just, I guess, smashed the window and came through. I don't know what window was weak enough for that to happen, but it did. And so even though I think our technology and the drone technology is going to be paramount in future warfare, we have, you know, major privacy issues with it. Then the other topic is women taking nude pictures of themselves and giving it to boyfriends. I really want to, I guess, identify the psychology behind those actions, okay? You know that anything you take – will get into the hands of others. And I believe the majority of any woman who decides to take a picture of themselves understands that. Okay? You know, we're not stupid. We know that if we hand somebody a picture, all right, they could lose the picture. Their computer could be hacked. They could get mad at us later. So then I'm wondering if the topic we need to discuss, and this doesn't necessarily have to do with the Marines, but in general, you know, girls are posting pictures of themselves and passing naked pictures of themselves, you know, pretty frequently from what we understand. If you have a daughter, you know, you might want to check her phone, right? Because, you know, that's some scary behavior. And I'm wondering if some people think that they look that good, that who cares? If my boyfriend does show his friends, fine. I like the picture. I filtered it. I edited it. I, you know, photoshopped it. It looks good. Fine. And I'm wondering if that could be what's going on because, you know, the average woman is smart enough to know that if they send a picture to somebody, it could get into the hands of somebody else. All right? The only problem is you know, it comes back to haunt you. You may think you look great. You may have been drinking. You know, maybe you're under the influence of something. And so you think you look awesome. Or you may be so enamored with somebody that it clouds your judgment and says, look, I want him to have this of me. But then later on down the line, the relationship ends. Let's say you're now looking for a new job. Maybe you're in between work. And all of a sudden that picture is online. So when your future boss Googles you, he sees your naked picture. You pretty much aren't going to get that job if there's a naked picture of you sitting there topless or in another compromising position. So if I could just stress to all you ladies out there and men, right, you know, do not take naked pictures of yourself and expect 100% of the time that it will get into the hands of somebody else and it'll get on the internet. If you have that sort of, you know, expectation or fear, maybe you'll think twice about doing it. Now, thank God I have boys, but the big concern I have with my boys is let's say they later have a girlfriend and that girlfriend decides to sext them a picture. All right? Well, them having that material, all right, is considered child pornography. And so I tell them, if ever anybody sends that, all right, immediately respond, no, don't send these to me. And, you know, you may have to report it, but you're the one that's going to get caught with those pictures on your phone. So don't tell anybody to send those to you. Delete it immediately. Get rid of it. You don't need that. And so it's a real, real shame that going back to the Marines, that we have, you know, people in the Marine Corps that would post these things, that would share them, that would actually identify them with rank and with ID. You know, I mean, that's behavior unbecoming of the military. And our military is phenomenal. They're heroes to us. So it's a shame that this happened. And, especially if we have those that were purposely trying to take pictures of people in compromising positions. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Ted Brower from healthmasters.com. Many of you have heard me over the years on stations and around the country speaking on the top 10 foods never to eat. Today's health tip is stress is a killer, and it produces a hormone called cortisol. High levels of cortisol can be deadly, so I am proud to introduce to you my newest product, Cortisol Buster. We have taken a combination of three purity-tested adaptogenic herbs that can help take the bite out of stress. These clinically studied herbs have been used for thousands of years to help strengthen and rejuvenate the body. In one study, libido was increased in both men and women, plus fertility increased. On top of that, strength, endurance, and testosterone increased. Another study showed that these herbs help to reduce anxiety and promote a sense of well-being. So if you want to help combat the ravages of stress, go to healthmasters.com to order your bottle of Cortisol Buster. Use coupon code GCN for special pricing. One more thing, if you like this health tip, go to healthmasters.com to get information on my daily one-hour commercial-free national news and health talk show.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So a strain of bird flu has been detected in a chicken breeder flock on a Tennessee farm that is contracted to U.S. food giant Tyson Foods. And the 73,500 birds will be culled to stop the virus from entering the food system, according to government and company officials on Sunday. Now, the U.S. Department of Agriculture said this represented the first confirmed case of highly pathogenic H7 avian influenza in commercial poultry in the U.S. this year, and it's the first time it's been found in Tennessee. Tyson is the biggest chicken meat producer in the United States. And they said in a statement it was working with Tennessee and federal officials to contain the virus by euthanizing the birds on the contract farm. 73,500. In 2014 and 2015, during a widespread outbreak of this H7 avian influenza, highly pathogenic H7, the United States killed nearly 50 million birds, mostly egg-laying hens. So the losses pushed U.S. egg prices to record highs and prompted trading partners to ban imports of American poultry, even though there was little infection. No people thus far have been affected by the outbreak. They say it's primarily of the H5N2 strain. The risk of human infection and poultry outbreaks is low. However, in China, people have died this winter amid an outbreak of the H7N9 virus in birds. So the facility in Tennessee's Lincoln County, according to Fox News, has been placed under quarantine, along with approximately 30 other poultry farms within a 6.2-mile radius of the site. Other flocks in the quarantine area are being tested. Tyson, the USDA, and the state did not name the facility involved. Tyson said that it did not expect disruptions to its chicken business. Well, it's got to be something. I mean, considering they have to cull all those birds. Again, they expect prices to go up, but I'm sure they're going to, you know, be back and running soon. The HPAI bird flu was last found in a commercial turkey flock in Indiana last year, January 2016. So the USDA said it would inform the World Organization for Animal Health and international trading partners of the outbreak. They say the biggest traditional markets for U.S. chicken meat are Mexico and Canada. And they introduced state or regional bans on U.S. broiler exports after the outbreak 2 years ago. And China imposed a national ban. So Tennessee's broiler production is too small to rank it in the top five U.S. producing states, but it is the third largest generator of cash receipts in agriculture for the particular state. I guess there was a bird flu and a wild duck in Montana that appeared to match one of the strains found in the 2014-2015 outbreak. So the United States have stepped up biosecurity measures aimed at preventing the spread of bird flu after the outbreak a couple years ago. And Tyson said they're going to disinfect all vehicles entering farms and banning all non-essential visitor access to contract farms. They say in recent months, different strains of bird flu have been confirmed across Asia and in Europe. Authorities have culled millions of birds in affected areas to control the outbreaks. That just kills me. You know, with food shortages and issues we're having with our food supply, to think that we have to kill these birds because some virus got into the system is frightening. We really have to be more diligent. France, which has the largest poultry flock in the European Union, has reported outbreaks of the highly contagious H5N8 bird flu virus. In South Korea, the rapid spread of the H5N6 strain of the virus has led the country to their worst ever outbreak of bird flu. So we're going to keep you guys posted. This bird flu thing, I don't want to turn my back on. This is something that obviously has been springing up in different areas, different countries, and affecting obviously farms and production and export. So, I'm glad the government's on top of it, and I'm glad they found this bird flu on that farm. It's a shame because I'm sure people are going to freak out, at the grocery store when they start looking at meat products. But from what we understand, you know, they've been on top of it and they caught this before it went out into distribution. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Unfortunately, two Pennsylvania children are listed as critical but stable after they each drank an unknown caustic substance in their apple juice at an all-you-can-eat buffet on Friday. Richie Zaragoza, 10 years old, and his 4-year-old half-sister, Janaya Mendoza, are being treated at Hershey Medical Center for severe burns of the mouth and throat. Oh, how horrifying. Can you imagine what the parents are going through? The scene unfolded at Star Buffet and Grill, where the family had been celebrating little Richie's birthday. Shortly after Janiyah drank the juice and began vomiting, Richie started throwing up blood and yelling that his throat was burning, according to Virginia Davis's mother, told LancasterOnline.com. The pair were rushed to Hershey Medical Center, where they spent Saturday night in the ICU. Richie's father, Richard Sr., told the news outlet that his son has cystic fibrosis and diabetes and has been sedated with an intubation device. Doctors are still investigating blood in his urine. I had to try to talk to him last night through his fingers. I told him I loved him, and he squeezed my hand twice, so he is responsive. According to the reports, the little one, Janiyah, is no longer sedated. Preliminary tests have revealed that methanol was identified as at least one of the substances present in the tainted juice, but the investigation is still ongoing. The restaurant manager said that the juice came from a local supermarket. So, frightening. And, you know, so a few things come to mind. Why only those two children? If it was in the dispenser, if it was, then why weren't more people affected? Unless maybe because they were young. Maybe more people did, unfortunately, get exposed. And then why was it in the juice? So, unfortunately, these, and usually with buffet, now you can either go up and get your own drink, or it gets served by a food server. You order your drinks, you go up to get your food, and then the food server brings the drinks out. It kind of saves the restaurant money, you know, when kids go up to the soda machines and let it pour. Nah, I don't want this one. Dump it out. Get something else. So we're starting to see more and more of these buffets where the drinks are getting served by the food servers. So obviously then a lot of people would be suspect with this. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Causing widespread panic here in America is the European Parliament, all right, calling for the European Commission to impose visas on U.S. citizens visiting Europe amid an ongoing dispute over visa restrictions against five United European Commission EU nations. MEPs called on Washington to grant the same visa-free access to nationals of Bulgaria, Croatia, Poland, Romania, and Cyprus, as joined by citizens of the other 23 EU nations. EU rules require equal treatment. European Union rules require equal treatment for all member states. U.S. citizens currently can visit all EU nations without a visa under the visa waiver program. So you have to have a passport, you have to have identification, and then you could go throughout Europe without a problem. The resolution approved by the MEPs Thursday by a show of hands urges the Commission to adopt the necessary legal measures within 2 months. But what we're finding out is it's non-binding. If applied, however, it would temporarily impose visa requirements on U.S. travelers until full visa reciprocity is achieved. However, Europe would obviously be dealing with some major tourism losses because, you know, many people in America go back and forth between, you know, America and Europe, and getting a visa may just be a little too burdensome for many families to do if they were planning vacation out there. So, obviously, many people are concerned. The earliest this will come into play would be May. And President Donald Trump has signed a revised travel plan that's going to take effect March 16th. It's going to temporarily halt entry to the United States for people from six majority Muslim nations, but Iraq is going to be exempt. It includes Sudan, Syria, Iran, Libya, Somalia, and Yemen. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.